It occurred to me that the infrastructure debate that's going on presently seems to be over what infrastructure means. They want to build bridges and roads, but they don't want to put in the infrastructure for the communication system. They don't want to put in the staffing and the people and the government necessary to support some of these things. When you talk about education and the costs of bringing kids back to school in the low densities that they're going to have to be in and what that infrastructure change will be. So in totality, it is an infrastructure package. And the argument seems to be this. If we go back to food, shelter, and clothing, transportation, as basic issues in life, the shelter's the building, right? Okay, so we have to have that. We have to have somebody maintaining that thing. So that's the people, the materials, everything necessary to keep the building up. And then we got what goes on in the building. So there's that staff and that capability, those professionals, all those people that have to be in there doing their thing. But they come to and from on public highways, public transportation, the public built communication system. Now, corporations have been utilizing this without paying anything more than, in Amazon's case, highway fuel taxes. Okay? And their carbon neutral practice with electric cars is going to lower the amount of money they pay in for that, too. So what are we doing here? Have we figured out how to get infrastructure paid for fairly by everyone and not fall into this debate and defense of the definition of infrastructure in a non-starter politic that the Republicans have?